daily retailer in India, they are not getting enough importance and like a platform to sort of make their business commercialize. So, and that's my alarm. Yeah, I sleep around this time. Anyway!
One thing in the span of these many episodes that we've done, I think it's the 42nd episode. I think it is.
I don't know at this point.
What I've really noticed is it's very easy to convince Vishnu to do anything.
Why then?
Say auto.
No.
Say
double
meter.
You can see his attire, no? He's wearing a lungi.
His lungi is a background artist for Salaar as well.
And he's hiding his crotch from Peter.
Torcha.
Crotch.
Even if you said
your torch also, it makes sense, correct?
Yeah, what is it?
Well, I'm seems like I'm the only loyal person wearing the Wicked Games t-shirt at the moment. One guy didn't want to dress at all. The other guy said it's too tight for him.
It is, what can I do?
Is it because you're working out too much?
Yeah, taking inspiration from the guy who's carrying the...
Yes, we have Sahil Anurag.
In the house.
Yes, my boy. Thank you so much. You can say hi.
Big shout out to my boy.
Hello.
Love him. say hi to the people.
Yes, one hand. You see that size?
You see the size of the girls, the frame.
Yes. My man's huge, so he's not fitting the frame. That's why we gave him the camera. Videographer job, yeah.
Precisely. His bicep is so big, it's hitting me.
You know, it's funny, our 41st episode, we started off by addressing that...
I know where this is heading.
For the people who have heard the 41st episode, or you haven't, I'll just refresh a little memory. Vishnu got a girlfriend, and 41st episode was around like 2-3 months ago?
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to poke fun at the podcast itself, not at Vishnu at all. It's been so long since we've recorded an episode after 41st that Vishnu got a girlfriend and also broke up with her in the span.
Oh.
Are you okay? Are you feeling fine?
Attire explains his mental state right now.
Yeah, you can see me.
Check. No, but how is life, Vishnu,
how is
in
life?
General? Because it's been a while since you spoke.
It's first 2 weeks was let's go with the gym.
First 2 weeks.
Oh, gym! I thought you were hitting yourself.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, both the same motion.
All
first
right,
to hit
fine,
myself.
Great.
I do gym.
Okay.
But also after that, I could not sleep for a few days.
Right.
Yeah, and you can see me. I've ended up like this.
So this is your first breakup, right?
Should I turn the AC down?
No, this is natural.
Natural.
You know, but it's funny, even though you had got a girlfriend in Bangalore, it still was long distance.
Yep.
Could you explain that?
Yeah, can you please explain that?
She lived 35 to 40 kilometers away.
Yeah. I just want him to know that I was not here for most of it.
He was not here from the beginning.
From the beginning, and by the time I reached here, it ended also.
Yes.
So.
There's a conspiracy theory that Maggie cooked faster than him.
No. He breaks up
faster than
Maggie gets cooked.
Yeah.
I
don't know if that's a compliment or...
Do you want to take it as a compliment?
No.
Then that's perfect. It's up to you. It's really open to interpretation, I must say. Yeah. Now I want to bring that conversation to us. How are you dealing with Elliot?
With what?
Elliot. Long distance relationship.
Oh. What? That's a thing?
Yeah, Elliot is a thing.
He made it.
My god.
Sounded like a drug, by the way.
Yeah. How are you doing with LDR? I was like, what the fuck?
If it was really a drug, I would have asked him only.
True, makes sense.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
I had breakup. I hit myself. I take that anything. I lay.
Did your dad ever give you a talk about relationships ever? Because my dad did.
I think his dad gave him talk about drugs more than relationships.
Really?
I go out at night so often. My dad one day just called me like, Nana, come here. I'm like, what happened? Just come here. No, I need to go meet my friend. No, 2 minutes, come here. I'm like, what?
It's about that only, you come.
Yeah, I'm like, about that. I'm like, huh? Am I not allowed to go out? And then he's like, you go out. But, are you doing drugs? I'm like, huh? Are you doing anything?
Oh yeah, I remember this conversation.
Yeah, he's asking me, are you doing anything bad? I'm like, no. I'm like, you're going late, like, no, that's why. And I'm like,
and you have to be loud.
What I meant was, because I went late night, he kept questioning me, except he didn't ask me about girls, which I was actually hurt.
That is true. I think one thing I've been very clear, I've been open to my dad about drinking or something, was only when I've had bhang in Chennai once. But apart from that, there is nothing to tell you, really.
I mean, I thought he knew about my thing because I used to be awake till 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 3 a.m.
One second, know about what your thing?
My relationship.
Relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
give context. Why
are
you
because
you might be doing a lot of things at 2 a.m.
Correct.
So I think I've established that fact a long time ago.
Give context. Talk.
What I mean is, my dad might have known because I used to be awake talking to her at 3 a.m. So... Still, he didn't ask me. I'm kind of...
This is so funny about Indian households though. Like, once you're locked inside the house, neither can you get out. See, yours is a completely different situation. Like, your entire family knows. But that's because the dynamic of your family is very different. But like, majority of like Indian families are very, very difficult, dude. Like, you had to stay up till 3 a.m. to talk to her and stuff like that. After a certain amount, after like certain, you know, the clock at a certain time, you cannot get out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure our videographer only can relate to it.
There can be a separate episode talking
episode,
about
yeah.
the history of girls he had with, so.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, we can, definitely. Comment, let us know if you want him on the podcast.
Yes,
it'll be hilarious.
He has stories. Multiple stories.
Multiple.
Yeah. Very recently, like 2 weeks only, something happened. Which we will bury it, right?
Please, next episode.
No. There won't be a next episode for the blasphemy figure. I bury it right here only.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Anywho's
definitely.
Let's just talk about the main crux and the reason why we are here today.
Mm.
Can I tell them why we are here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so... There's this one thing that's floating around the internet that's called ONDC. I'm sure everyone who's watching the episode might or might have not come across this term.
Before
but
you go ahead with this, this is the second time we're recording on the same fucking topic because Siddharth couldn't export the video and audio that we had recorded at least a month and a half ago.
I could export the audio. Video
uh-huh.
I couldn't export.
Exactly.
Audio is fine. I'm like, let's release it as an audio episode. The problem was, I saved the video and it saved on my iCloud drive apparently. And I don't think
explanation is required.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Anyways.
Yeah. Now continue.
Anyway, I was talking about ONDC. So I'm sure you've come across this term. It's going viral in India especially. It's I think, the next big thing that's going to happen. And that's what we're here for. We're going to discuss... Whatever the pros and cons for this, and you also chime in on this.
Yeah, the funny thing about this entire topic is, seems like only, at least in this room, only Siddharth and I knew what it was. We had to brief what it is to Vishnu.
So let's hear it from the person who just got to know about ONDC.
Then we'll
Vishnu.
Know, we'll,
then
we'll,
we'll,
we'll
start evaluating the everything. So you'll get to know what. What do you think is ONDC?
Like I said, I did not believe you guys.
Okay.
I searched on the internet. I did not get it.
tell us what you understood about.
But no, even as Sahil, no.
Yeah.
Sahil
even says, he said the same thing, right?
Maybe they asked him to say yes. I don't even.
Wait, but he didn't even talk.
Yeah, we didn't
before,
talk
man.
To him. Okay, before stop it. Just tell what you think.
Seriously,
yeah.
I don't know shit. Ask them.
We'll tell you.
I heard there's another verse in the DC. I don't even know. What? I don't know, bro.
What James Gunn?
Yeah, James.
Huh, talk about that.
Tell no.
What they told me was that he wrote, he directed. I don't know. Please continue. I didn't understand one bit. All I was doing is searching through Google ONDC, ONDC. I'm getting what? Some Indian commerce bullshit. I don't even know. And these guys knew.
And what did we say? What did we tell you?
What did we tell you?
They just asked me to talk.
What did we tell you about ONDC? Is not my question.
A lot. Mainly what? Ben Affleck joining the ONDC and doing a film with them. I don't even know.
See, they're laughing. What did you do? What did you do? What degree did you do?
Commerce.
I know I did commerce. I know ONDC
what
is a commerce term. There's something about commerce, but then that is why I did not. I was just.
Yeah, anyway, context.
I believe you. See,
context.
I can't even be friends with them anyway.
context, I'll just tell you exactly what happened, okay? So, like an hour ago, we had to pick Vishnu up from his house. And what we told him was, we briefed him up. We were like, you know what? Previous episode, we spoke about ONDC. I'm sure you know about whatever's happening. And he's like, yeah, okay. And then we were like, okay, that's what we're going to talk about. And then we asked him, we're like, okay, what do you think? He's like, we don't know. Then I just wanted to mess with his head. I just started saying, okay, you know, there's Ben Affleck. He was doing the Batman, right? So he walked outside the DC universe. And then he's like, oh, okay. And then I'm like, okay, wait, he's actually buying it. Okay, then.
Because I
did not.
I don't watch DC films. I don't like DC. I don't know what they're talking about. That's why I just said, okay.
And
I knew what ONDC was. But they're like, DC is written. So I'm like, okay, DC. ON, I don't know.
So
and
you bought
started,
it a bit.
No, shit, I bought it.
And then I told, oh, Ben Affleck walked out. It was a huge controversy. James Gunn is the director. He didn't want to make the Batman film with
yeah,
someone
I didn't
else.
I didn't know one
other
person.
Than James Gunn. Other
I didn't
than
know
Ben
this,
Affleck.
James Gunn had made what helped him.
And then Rushil also chimes in. He's like, yeah, so ONDC is James Gunn's new production house. He's making films on his own because he doesn't like Marvel and he doesn't give a fuck about it.
If they get attacked, no, I'm not part of this.
And he buys everything, by the way.
Yeah.
He gets everything. And luckily, fucking Sahil, he genuinely didn't tell him anything.
Yeah,
we were sitting in the car.
Yeah.
I just asked Sahil, you know ONDC, right? It's a DC universe of James Gunn. He's like, yeah.
Yeah. Vishnu loses, but he's like, what the fuck? And Vishnu's like, oh, maybe.
I don't know.
He's like, okay, maybe. I don't know. I guess. I'm not sure.
I didn't buy anything.
Okay. No, so. What is ONDC, Siddharth?
Okay, so coming to the main point and actually what ONDC is. ONDC stands for Open Network for Digital Commerce.
Yes, I found that on the internet.
So fucker, that only, you know, it'll be what is it?
What, some ONDC by that gun fellow? You guys opened up. What do I do?
You know, when you go to buy
I'm sorry, I'm sorry for
you
this.
You go to buy a gun.
We love you.
You go to buy a gun and your mom says, we have a gun at our house. It's Vishnu. What? Gun only, no?
That's horror.
Continue.
ONDC. So ONDC, right. I'll give you an example of. So ONDC is like the next big thing in the commerce forum in India, which actually began with the inception of UPI and the contactless payment, right, in India. It's become so big that UPI is now. Our government is tying up with Singapore's government to make to utilize UPI and contactless transactions and make foreign exchange easier. So that's how big UPI is. That's what I'm getting at. And ONDC, what ONDC is doing right now is, so with all the biggies, the like online retailing biggies, giants like Flipkart and Amazon, the government saw the room for daily retailer in India, they are not getting enough importance and like a platform to sort of make their business commercialize. So, and that's my alarm. Yeah, I sleep around this time. Anyway. So what ONDC is like, what ONDC is going to do is, it's a platform for all the retailers in India to commercialize and gain more audience and more traction for their businesses. And how is it going to help India? It's going to create more jobs. It's gonna reduce less businesses, you know, shut their business down due to, you know, loans and all of the debt. The debt requirement also is gonna reduce, and I think it's the next big thing, and then we have to like sort of address it and talk about it.
See,
so that's why
I kind of knew this. I saw it on the internet. Not something that they said. Oh, movies. Oh my God, ONDC.
What do you think about ONDC?
So now you understood. Now this is the legit thing.
Something that Modi came up with is he wants.
Modi came up with the ONDC.
No, he didn't come up with. He's supporting this move.
ONDC private or government owned?
I don't know about that.
It's government.
It's private.
No, it's partly government.
It's private or not?
Yes, thank you. Let the debate begin.
How come? Why? It came out like what, last year, no?
Yeah.
No, why is it not in motion yet?
I think so
because
the real reason
I've tried ONDC.
Yeah.
There's an app called Magic Pin.
Yeah.
So ONDC is nothing but it's a protocol that apps can implement into their own algorithms. So Swiggy can incorporate
also,
ONDC.
Yeah. Yeah,
Zomato can incorporate
ONDC.
ONDC,
yeah.
The thing is, they won't, because they are privately owned companies that are in the stock market and everything. I don't think Swiggy is.
Zomato is.
But Zomato withdrew. I think they took loss.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I think they took loss. They withdrew from this thing.
Oh.
Yeah, they're not there anymore. So they won't do it because they have to earn money from delivery charges and whatever things they have. So
yeah,
they need money. So.
And also the price they keep is obviously high.
They take up to 35%. So big restaurants, what they do in Zomato is they keep the MRP, but they just increase it maybe by 10%. But no matter what you order on Swiggy or Zomato, they cut around 35% of the money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what these small entrepreneurs that have restaurants do, they mark up the price by 35%.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's like a 100 rupee food item that you're ordering, that person might mark it up to be around 135 rupees.
Mm.
If I'm guessing, yeah.
Mm.
35% of 100 rupees, 35, yeah.
Mm.
135 rupees. So what happens is, when you pay 135 rupees, Zomato takes up 35, but the person who's making the food will get the MRP money to himself.
Right.
So basically, they're balancing it out that way.
Yeah.
And in that way, the customer is taking a hit.
Yeah.
Now that's where ONDC can come into picture, you know, where like it's direct, what did you say, business customer.
Yeah, it's D2C.
Direct to consumer.
So, here there's no middleman, like, you know, it's not like how Amazon works. Amazon is at a point where it can hike up charge. Now, I don't think so. I think the prices are genuine itself. But few years down the line, there'll be a point where Amazon and Flipkart can sort of hike up prices at their own like wish, and we as consumer won't have an option. We have to buy that, and that is the reason why to sort of avoid that in the future, ONDC came in the picture. I don't know why, although it's been like a year,
but
a little more than a year that ONDC has come, but it didn't begin.
So there's an app called Magic Pin that follows ONDC protocol.
Mm.
But I mean I tried ordering from Magic Pin once.
Mm-hmm.
Like just to see the price, it was expensive than me ordering it from Zomato and Swiggy.
Lamma, what?
Yeah, it was very, I was holding to this fact until we recorded this podcast, but yeah,
okay,
I was ordering something to eat in Chennai.
Mm.
Just to check the price, I opened Magic Pin. So when I opened Magic Pin, it said it was around 417 rupees. But then when I went to Swiggy, Zomato, I was getting the same food for around 380 bucks.
Oh.
So which was like very confusing to me. Like,
is it
okay,
because you
fine.
Zomato gold?
It was on Swiggy also, it was less.
Okay,
Swiggy was around like 400 bucks, which is still 17 rupees less than
ONDC
price.
Yeah. Oh, this factor I didn't know.
So
I knew why ONDC was created, so that's called.
I think ONDC is not yet completely understood by everyone,
mm.
and
And also, it's I think it's not yet built properly.
Yeah, there's a
I
lot
think
of infrastructure.
I think there's still works going on behind the scenes. So I think it will take time.
I think I'll tell you why. ONDC, apart from the infrastructure being built or not, I think majority of the reason why ONDC is not completely out there is probably because the only people who are, at least on paper, that are gaining something out of it are the sellers.
Yeah.
Not the customers.
Yeah.
Because the sellers are getting direct communication to the consumers. But as a consumer, do you really care if you're getting it from the seller or you get an average person, I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you really, really care about it, then it makes sense. But if you don't care about it, do you really care who's giving you food?
Yeah. Yeah.
Zomato or Swiggy? It
True.
Doesn't matter.
True.
You're hungry, you ordered food, it's coming to you.
Max, what we do is just compare maybe Zomato and Swiggy price, that's it.
That's all,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, for ONDC to really take charge into our phones, I think on sheet it really needs to show that we are really, you know, gaining some kind of advantage. For that, they really have to market about how it is reducing the prices.
Yeah,
because I think for all of us, if you're ordering shit, the major USP for anything of this sort is less price.
Correct.
So, like I said, if I'm getting less, if I'm getting the same food at a lesser price, be it 10 rupees or 15 bucks, I'll order from there only, you know, the
yeah.
place where it's cheaper only.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah.
order from ONDC. So,
point also is not about like 15 rupees or 17 rupees. Obviously, when you order food or something, you don't order like single item or something, right? Like you order a couple of items, a set listed of items. And when you actually compare the entire amount, I'm sure, like you said, I think Zomato is much cheaper than ONDC.
Yeah.
And what I read about it was this, like, you know, it's gonna help the small MSMEs in India, and, you know, sort of make sure the average retailer is secured and, you know, not taken granted of in India. But I've not been following much, so.
Yeah, I think for security purposes it works, but not as a actual, you know, protocol that would attract customers to use.
Yeah.
Yet. So they are more looking into like how it helps a customer trust some firm, like, you know, taking care of their orders per se. But otherwise, as of now, people just look at price and they're like, okay, cheap, get it from
here.
Like, the reason why I keep bringing up Magic Pin is because Magic Pin is the only app that is, at least to an extent, using ONDC protocol.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Now, Magic Pin also is the same thing. It's a super app. You can do grocery shopping.
Yeah.
You can do food shopping. There's Swiggy, Instamart,
yeah,
and that
yeah.
kind of stuff. But this is connecting to more local places.
Correct, yeah.
yeah.
That is exactly the
yeah. no,
intention
but do you remember Foodpanda?
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Foodpanda did the same thing.
Correct.
Where, not ONDC, obviously. What is
yeah,
the next
yeah.
But Foodpanda did
yeah.
the same thing where they were connecting for more to more local places.
Correct, yeah.
Like you would see Kolkata Kati Rolls, famous
correct,
Kati Rolls or something,
correct.
But then that's a small stall somewhere in a corner.
Yeah,
and they were able to
yeah.
get it. So
yeah.
I think Foodpanda was costing less maintenance charges through the app or something, you know, the the markup prices were not, but the amount of price that Foodpanda used to take was lesser in comparison to Swiggy back then. Zomato also was not in the game. Zomato was still a dine out app.
Correct.
Zomato
yeah.
just came into picture very recently,
yeah.
a few years ago.
It's
but
been
then,
what, 15 years? Recently was the 15th year anniversary of Zomato.
Yeah,
I
and I think around 5-6 years ago the delivery started.
Yeah, okay.
But Swiggy and Foodpanda, these two were the OG delivery apps. That
what happened to Foodpanda? It just disappeared. Like,
they lost.
Went into thin dust.
They lost
yeah.
everything.
Okay.
Because people stopped ordering from the app. So
yeah.
apps stopped making money.
Like
right, right.
Swiggy started booming and then Zomato came. And
yeah.
the competition was just Swiggy, Zomato. Uber Eats also tried. I mean, they are there.
I think they still
exist.
Uber Eats
yeah.
is still there.
Yeah.
It's like a third option for us.
Yeah.
No one goes to
yeah.
that
yeah.
as a first.
But they still advertise Uber Eats on
huh.
that platform, on the Uber app also. When I'm booking
yeah.
an auto, they'll be like, are you hungry?
Are you hungry? Do you want to grab something on the way?
Are you bored of waiting for your auto?
Yeah.
Here is Kati rolls for you.
No,
no, but
I hate this Swiggy. At night, they'll be like, Vishnu, we missed you. I'm like, huh? is this Swiggy?
Someone misses you. Vishnu, no, no, I miss you too when I go to Chennai.
Remember what happened with Swiggy once? The reason why they said your food is not going to be ordered.
It won't be delivered. So recently, the delivery guys are taking advantage of people ordering at night. So, it happened twice. It wasn't it might be a coincidence, might have actually happened, but no, it happened to so many people that I know. It happened many times. So, people who order it and pay immediately through UPI instead of putting the option of cash on delivery or something, the delivery person would just call up in the middle of, the delivery process, and he'd be like, "Sorry, sir, I won't be able to give you a phone." One time, the first time that has happened, we kind of believed the person. She just said, "I'm sorry, sir, someone stole your food and went." We're like, "Huh? What?" And then, you get the refund. It's not like they're cheating you, but you won't get the food. Then you have to order again, and maybe you won't order. And where does the food go? Maybe the delivery guy still has it. He's just eating it for free. So it happened many times, and that is why we're doing cash on delivery. I mean, we have been doing cash on delivery at
Yeah. And we also suggest everyone who's watching, if you order food, it's like a nice hack. If you're ordering food post 9 PM, order your food and choose the payment as COD, because they're random. It's a point where you can't even know where your food is going, because it's late night. And like Vishnu mentioned, they take full advantage of the fact that it's night and that there's, and due to rains and all of that, it takes longer. They can literally say anything to under the sky. They'll just be, once they literally told, "Your food is stolen by someone, that's why we can't order that." And I was like, what do you mean stolen? Okay, then they're like, the executive had the audacity to tell me, "So the delivery guy was coming to your place actually, sir, and when he was about to come, this is one burglar who actually took your phone and he ran away." And I'm like, "I don't care, you send the money right now." She said, "No, sir, 3 to 4 business days, it'll be refunded." Then my mom took she snatched the phone, she started bashing them. Cut 2 minutes after that, the money was credited to my account.
So
you order from COD.
You know, it's funny, I've only heard the stories here with you two guys. Back in Chennai, the Swiggy and Zomato businesses are booming post 9 PM.
Most orders
over there, right? Everyone stays up late at night and studies or does other things, right?
Of course.
So,
that's one good thing. We faced a few
issues
recently. So, you guys must be thinking, what does the delivery guy say to the Swiggy? You know that, "Okay, I couldn't deliver the food." He says the same thing. They can't do anything because it's post 9 PM. So they're like, "Okay, might have actually happened," and then they're like, "Okay, customer, we're very sorry. Give your money, but where does the food go? Where does it?"
Yeah,
go?
We don't know.
Is this still
Swiggy, Zomato? What are you guys doing? Answer our questions.
Definitely. Well, that's been a lot of food ordering and delivery fiasco.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
I'm gonna
order.
We're hungry. All right. We're gonna have some food now.
You know, we kind of spoke against of Zomato, but
we're gonna.
I'm so hungry that I feel like I'm gonna order again.
That's what I'm saying, right? We'll end up gonna.
We'll end up ordering
there only, and I have Zomato Gold.
I don't like this monopoly, right? Zomato.
I have Zomato Gold.
Zomato.
So we'll order coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy wanted coffee. He was sleeping when you went to change. They're like, "When he comes back, just wake me up."
Yeah.
Chalo guys, thank you so much. That's been a great one. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye bye.
Bye bye.